A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Ari Tuttiot. It is Sunday, the 16th of December 2018, and it's time to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest.
This is Calliope. I am from Macedonia.
Hello, this is Blanche from Belgium.
Hi, this is Claudia Pasquale from Portugal. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase of Forest FM.
Yes, the Schlager Queen from Sweden. That is, of course, Shirley Clamp with Do They Know It's Christmas? Yeah, I haven't heard that before. Until earlier this week when OGAE UK President Alistair Randall shared it on Facebook. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to have that. Now, if you didn't know what OGAE is, then you're in for a treat. Because OGAE is the official fan group for the Eurovision Song Contest, and each country has their own division. Yes, so OGAE, United Kingdom. Yes, and you can join it if you wish. You certainly can. And the United Kingdom website is simply known as OGAE. Oh my god, we're getting my G's and J's mixed up. OGAE.uk. And you can find out various information about various events going on. And of course, you can join the group and and subscribe to their notifications. You get various types of discounts on events going on. You'll find out about ticket sales first up, and simply just an awesome group of people who love the contest that you and I love too. So do go and check out their website and join, it's worth it. And you do they do discounts for couples as well, so worth looking into. Right, well, yes, you're welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. And if you want to get in contact with us, then you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. And of course, you can like our Facebook page, which is the Eurovision Showcase, of course. Yes. Now, earlier this week, as you do as a Eurovision fan, you listen to random Eurovision songs. You put your iPod, your iPhone, or other mobile phones are available. and you listen to your collection of music and you put it on random, and this song sticks out and you wonder, oh, whatever happened to that? Or, oh, I haven't heard that in a little while, and maybe I should play it on the show, which is exactly what I'm going to do. Spur of the moment stuff, which we're all good and love. I think we do. Now, before the contest itself, this was considered as probably one of the favourites. And it didn't turn out to be one of the favourites at all. As it came to the contest, as it only came 18th in the grand final with 79 points. Yes. And so it was quite shocking. Well, at least I thought it was. But the performance wasn't particularly too spectacular. But maybe it was a bit too Eastern sort of ethnic feeling. Though I usually love that stuff. So, yes, we're going to hear the Armenian entry from 2017. This is from Artsvik, and the song is called Fly With Me.
Wanna tell a story about the girl with history. Take it from my heart, it's gonna be your bit. Take it from my soul, it's gonna be your head. Many colors and shades, so many voices to embrace. All around.
Thank you.
What a glorious song that was from Sandra Nuulamsu with Soivi Puu, which means from Estonian into English, the wish tree. Now that could be, which very could be, out of 22 songs, could be the song that represents Estonia at next year's Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, all of the songs for Este Laul, the Estonian national final, have been released. And that song, I think, stands out further than all of the others. Simply beautiful and stunning. Now, Sandra does have Eurovision pedigree, as she came sixth for Estonia at the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest in Moscow with the song Ranyadad with her group Urban Symphony. So we wish Estonia all the very best. Now, I must admit, they do have some fantastic songs in the national final. That's particularly my favourites. If you do have your favourite, if you've heard them, please let me know. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. And of course, you can send us a message and comment on our page, the Eurovision Showcase. Okay, now we're going to move on. Before we have Rob's Random Request very soon, we will have this classic from the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest. And it's probably my favourite of 1966, though I do love... probably think the Austrian entry, the actual winner, from Udo Jürgens with Merci Chérie, was my favourite of 66. But this one is certainly number two, number three, in the top five somewhere. So this is amazing. And it's hilarious for English-speaking listeners because we don't really know what's going on here. All we hear is don di do gong gong. So Eurovision fans probably know what I'm on about. Yes, it's the Netherlands entry. And it's from Millie Scott. And the song is called Fernando en Filippo.
Santiago speelt de hele avond solo en rijdt dan nog naar San Antonio. Filippo, Filippo is heel anders dan Fernando. Heus die stapt niet in zijn auto en rijdt dan nog naar San Antonio. Maar Fernando die verlangt zo naar haar, ook al is hij moe, hij pakt zijn gitaar. Heeft zijn liedjes en zijn liefde cadeau aan haar in San Antonio. Fernando, Fernando, gitarist uit Santiago, speelt de hele avond solo en rijdt dan nog naar San Antonio. Don, di, don, di, don, 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 riki, don, 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 tiki, don, don, riko, don, tiki, don, don, ron. Fernando, Fernando, gitarist uit Santiago, speel de hele avond solo en rijd dan nog naar San Antonio. Ongelukkig valt het lot op een keer, op een nacht vindt hij zijn meisje niet meer. Zij ging s'avonds naar Filippo, verdween alleen uit San Antonio. Filippo, Filippo, zeg nu s'avonds tot Fernando. Wacht nog even, want ze komt zo, ze komt voor mij uit San Antonio. Tiki ton, riki ton ton ton, tiki ton ton ton, tiki ton ton, riki ton, tiki ton ton ton, tiki ton ton ton.
Hello everybody, this is Esther Hart from the Netherlands, and I'm wishing you all a very happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Do you know that woman can do no wrong in my book? The absolute fantastic Céline Dion, who won Eurovision for Switzerland in 1988. That is Christmas Eve. Oh, I adore that song. Probably one of my favourite Christmas songs. I'm playing all the favourites here. And I do hope you're enjoying them too. Of course, it's the most important thing. Right, now let's move swiftly on to one of the most random parts of the show. It is Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and Rob is my husband. Yes, Robert Urry Tuttiot. And Rob has the two hats. We got little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, in one hat we have countries in, and the other hat we have years in. And we hope to marriage up a random song from the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, sometimes it doesn't usually work, because we'll end up having Ukraine 1960. Seven, and then obviously Ukraine were in the Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union didn't participate in the Eurovision Song Contest. They had their own little thing, which is a whole different story, but I don't think they even had one back then. Anyways, let's move swiftly on, and yes, let's pick the country. So we're gonna pick the country first. Yes, of course. So Rob, pick your country. Thank you. He's picked the United Kingdom. Right, okay, so we're going to be all right as long as we don't pick 1958. Because for some random reason, we didn't participate then. Or 1956. Oh, okay, we're going to do the 1970 contest. Yes. So, shockingly, it's Mary Hopkin. Yes, 1970s British singing legend Mary Hopkin represented the United Kingdom. And the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest. Well, the UK held a national pre-selection to choose the song that would go to represent the UK at the 1970 contest in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam. And it was held on the 7th of March in 1970, presented by Cliff Richard as part of the BBC One series It's Cliff Richard! Well, Hopkin performed one of the six shortlisted songs each week before performing all six in succession in the final. And these performances were then immediately repeated, and the votes were opened to the public by post. Oh, the good old days. British Royal Mail. With the results announced on the 14th of March, just a week before the Eurovision final itself. And we wouldn't have that these days. Welsh singer Mary Hopkin had been chosen as the UK representative back in August of 1969, having made her name with such as Those Were the Days, My Friend, Those Days Were Never End. Oh, you can remember. And Goodbye, of course. Well, Knock Knock Who's There won the national pre-selection and went on to come second at the Eurovision final behind Dana with All Kinds of Everything. The song was released as a single and became a hit across the across Europe, peaking at number two in the UK charts. And the runner-up, I'm gonna Fall in Love Again, was the B-side. And belatedly, it became a minor hit in the US for her in 1972. So at the Eurovision final, BBC One broadcast the contest with David Gell providing television commentary and Tony Brandon providing the radio commentary on BBC Radio 1. The contest was also broadcasted on British Forces Radio with commentary provided by John Russell. Yes, so we're going to hear both of these songs because I really want to share them with you, and I thought they were awesome, both of them. So now, first up, let's hear the official UK entry from 1970, and then we'll hear the song that came second in that national final. So first up, the actual winner, Knock Knock Who's There, coming second for the United Kingdom in 1970. Here is Mary Hopkin.
Strangers feeling numb. from Moldova. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is our song,
My Lucky Day.
Enjoy!
Hello, this is Sara Aalto from Finland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Monsters. Enjoy!
This is Lukas Meyer
and Gromi,
and we're from Poland. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And this is our song,
Light Me Up. Enjoy!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
I'm not one to fall on my face the moment that we fall out. You could say my attitude is I know what life's about. So if we try and things go wrong, I'll still be glad we met. But I'm gonna fall in love again the very first chance I get. The very first chance I get. I know some who gloom and glum whenever love disappears. But happiness is a beautiful thing.
There we go, Mary Hopkin. I'm Gonna Fall in Love Again, coming second in the UK national final in 1970. Great tune. And do you think that could have gone one place higher at the 1970 contest and given the UK its third victory in the contest at that time? Who knows? But Mary Hopkin, a legend, of course. Right, now let's keep you updated with what's going on in the land of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today, on Sunday, the 16th of December, 2018. Well, Romania's broadcaster TVR has confirmed a few days ago that it will again use the long-running national final Selecta Națională. But following the Humans' disappointing non-qualification in Lisbon, the broadcaster has made some changes to the national final format. As WeWeBlogs reported about a month ago, Romania will again use semi-finals and a grand final to select its act for Tel Aviv. However, according to a brief project description for directors of the broadcaster's website, the national final will consist of three shows, two semi-finals that will take place in two different cities in the country, and a grand final that will be held in Bucharest. And besides this, the document made other small clarifications regarding the number of participants, stating that the maximum number of participants will be 27. Now, the Spanish broadcaster RTVE has revealed the 7 song titles and 13 contestants for Operación Triunfo, the Spanish national final selection process. It's a bit hickledy-pickledy and a lot to read up on. So head over to WeWeBlogs or Eurovoir.com to read up the latest information. A remarkable record has been broken that Netter, the winner of the Eurovision 2018 from Israel, her music video Toy has clocked up over 100,000 million views online. It's crazy. And it was confirmed earlier this week that Poland and the Polish broadcaster TVP will be hosting the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2019. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritutis, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM 92.3.
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
När din väg är lång och du är trött, men du måste ändå gå. Och när skuggorna börjar växa och få liv, och när natten skrämmer så, är jag bredvid dig. Jag följer varje steg du tar. Hos dig stannar jag kvar. Så se på mig, fram i stormen, som en våg, skär i ditt liv som ett finns ett litet barn. Är jag bredvid dig och jag följer varje steg du tar. Hos dig stannar jag kvar.
Sweden in 1995, coming third, that was Jan Johansson with Siepe Ame. Great song that was too, great performance. And randomly, that song was covered by an Italian soloist. Yes, and as I'm rushing to my phone, this is terrible. the song was sung, and well, the cover version of this was done sung by a guy called Don Bianchi, and the song was called Vicino a Te. There we are. So do check it out. Obviously. Right, now let's move swiftly on to our one and only request for this week, and it's come from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. And Robert, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much for your request, and I love the randomness of it all, and I'm so going to play this because this is brilliant, and I love it. Now, this song was in the national final of Bosnia and Herzegovina in 2003. And this song is from Leja Majotovic with the song called Ja sam se ljubila, which means I fell in love. There we are. Simple as that. And I made it look so easy. Here we are. Here is Leja Majotovic with the song I just mentioned, Bosnia and Herzegovina national final entry from 2003.
Dodiruj up on Grafton Street to the rhythm of my soul. Stepped into the Brussels bar, getting in out of the cold. There was music playing everywhere, laughter laced with beer. Then I heard a voice from way back when, singing, what's another year? Well, what's another year? And will it matter who was right? Will it matter who was wrong? When the celebration's over, we sung our Christmas song, and the world still feels the same. Nothing's really changed at all. Life will still go on. This will just become another Christmas song. Another Christmas song. Savior knocking on my door, and he's got something to say. When the people of the world unite, we will find a better way. Every year we sing again, let's give peace a chance. How many more will have to end before we understand that peace is in our hands? Will it matter who was right? And will it matter who was wrong? When the celebration's over and we sung our Christmas song, and the world still feels the same. Nothing's really changed at all. Life will still go on, and this will just become another Christmas song. Why do we live our lives in fear every day?
Johnny Logan there, winning the Eurovision twice for Ireland as a singer in 1980 with What's Another Year. We heard that twice in that, just in that song there. And Hold Me Now in 1987 in Brussels. And of course, as a songwriter for Linda Martin's Eurovision winner in 1992 in Malmö, Sweden with Why Me. But that was his Christmas song, another Christmas song. That's what it's called, another Christmas song. Yes, it is indeed. Confusing, isn't it? Right, now let's move swiftly on. If you want a request or a dedication, guys and gals, get in contact. Email us, escshowcase@gmail.com. Easy peasy lemon squeezy, of course. You can like our Facebook page and send us a message there. It is the Eurovision Showcase. And our Twitter handle is @ESC Showcase if you want to send us a tweet with your request or dedication or a point to make. It would be lovely to hear from you, of course. Now, it's time to move on to one of my favourite parts of the show, where we go live and kicking!
Oh,
Yes, it's that part of the show where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now we're going to the 1980 Eurovision Song Contest in The Hague, in the Netherlands. And this song is, I think, my favourite of the 1980 contest. I thought this was wonderful, fun, catchy, and just simply awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So here is the incredible Greek entry. It's called Autostop, and it's sung from the beautiful and simply amazing Anna Vissi. So here we are. This is Greece 1980. And live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself.
Autostop.
Στον κόσμο να δεις μαζί μου ξεκινά,
ξεκινά.
Και κάνε με οτοστόπ το γύρο της γης. Χωρίς να πας όπου θες Ευρώπη ή Κίνα,
Κίνα.
Και για Αθήνα
να πεις και όπου βρεθείς.
Και
οτοστόπ, οτοστόπ,
ταξίδι μου.
Οτοστόπ, οτοστόπ, ξεκινά. Με autostop
τα σύνορα είναι ανοιχτά
και εμείς μια συντροφιά.
Οι δρόμοι
με autostop, autostop
δικοί μας
με autostop, με autostop το κόσμος μια στάρια. Autostop, με autostop αντί θα πάμε για χαρά. Με autostop, autostop.
Βλάτι, Βοστόκ, Παρίσι, Λονδίνο. Με μια μικρή σακουαγιάζ στον κόσμο θα δεις. Στοκχόλμ, Κάιρο, Μαδρίτ, Λιόν, Βερολίνο. Ρουλέτα μοιάζει να είναι ο γύρος της γης. Και αδέρφα.
Οτοστοπ, οτοστοπ,
ταξίδι μου.
Οτοστοπ, οτοστοπ, ξεκίνα. Με autostop
τα σύνορα είναι ανοιχτά
και εμείς μια συντροφιά.
Οι δρόμοι
autostop, autostop
δικοί μας
autostop, autostop κι ο κόσμος μια στάρια. Autostop, με autostop παντού θα πάμε για χαρά. Με autostop, autostop.
Πείτε σε ζετφόρενοι, σε τι αξίβε άγγελ σε σκρίλα. Άγγελ σε τι με διάρρυστη, άγγελ πέτια τι πρέτσκάσβα. Άγγελ σε τι ζεπράβηλη, λιούφτα τι κοντοκάσβα. Oh, ljubi i usti angel svojata bilom sve spuštave spravedli ti si angel svjetna sueta sebe si brati sve ne istina da se slažava če ti si drug ti si angel ti si Казва, ангел си ти, забрави ли любовта ти го доказва.
Myro with Angu City for Bulgaria in 2010. Well, I hope you enjoy that song. I love it. So, I will say my goodbyes now. Thank you very much for listening to me, Kieran Aritasiet, for this Eurovision Showcase. I hope you could join me here on Forest FM next Sunday at 5 p.m. So I'll say, arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, vislat, dobidenia, and I hope to see you next Sunday at 5 p.m. And I will leave you with the Australian entry from 2018.
Toodaloo! Hi, this is Jessica Malboy from Australia. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, We Got Love. I hope you enjoy.
Why do we always feel like we need to try? Why do we believe that we need to be somebody else to feel alive? Why do we make Why do we keep making the same mistakes? And believing that it won't make a difference if we try to break away?